Well, it's been 3 weeks since I took to my bar stool to proclaim the Word of God. And a lot's happened. A lot of pretty stressful things have happened in our life collectively and in the life of our church. You know, I mean, terror in Las Vegas and Texas Tech joining a terrible club, active shooter, shelter in place, ultimately a fallen hero. Very stressful court case shaping our community this week, and one of our own literally upheld the Constitution by serving on the jury. On the upside, the honor flight came and went, and great honor was felt, and great honor was given. The larger question, especially in light of such vivid examples, but more or less all the time, what is it in our experience, what is it in our emotions that transcend all this stuff? And especially when times are difficult, how do we prevail? How do we cope? What transcends circumstance and gives us strength and hope and peace? Well, on an entirely different note, one other thing happened since last we met. Finally, and after a fair bit of drama, an article that a colleague and I have written on religious tattoos was provisionally accepted for publication. We've got to mess with it a little bit more and send it back in. But this is an article that over a year ago we thought was perfect. And we sent it to not one, but two, but three journals in sequence and got it sent back to us within a couple of days saying, this isn't even worth sending out for review. Well, we sent it to a fourth journal, and they did send it out for review, and after a rather cursory, on a post-it note kind of critique, was rejected. And I took a breath and thought, nobody rejects me 5 times in a row. And we sent it to this journal that over the course of the last 6 or 8 months, we now have it in a place where it will ultimately be published, I'm sure of that. And I'm glad, because I learned a lot from the 85 or so respondents in our little survey that were kind enough to tell us the story of their religious tattoo, I learned the answer to the question I just posed. What is it that enables us to prevail, to grow, to even thrive in ministry in the face of pretty difficult things? These stories of these 85 works of art that people chose to put on their bodies are themed in terms of, well, the way we coded them, tattoos of reverence, tattoos of respect, tattoos of remembrance. And that's the theme of these comments today. Revere, respect, remember. And there are texts from the Bible that I think can focus our thoughts on that. So I have 3 texts instead of one. The first dealing with reverence. Revere the sacrifice. In some sense, that's a coping skill. Revere the sacrifice. The text for this comes initially from John 3:16, for God so loved the world that God gave his only son. God loved, God gave. Or maybe more profoundly, if possible, Jesus says, greater love hath no one than that they lay down their life for another. That sacrifice is worthy of reverence. We had a respondent say this, on my inner bicep in Hebrew, it says crucified with Christ. I got this so I could use it as a ministry tool. I got it when I dedicated my life to Christ and wanted to share the good news through my tattoos. It's written in Hebrew, so it's not initially obvious what it means, but as soon as someone asks, he tells a story of reverence and what this means. Well, acts of reverence are inevitable when we understand the nature of the sacrifice. In light of the loss at Texas Tech, in light of the losses that seem to come and go with frightening frequency, in honor of those who were willing to place themselves in harm's way and the honor they were accorded on the honor flight. Those are our marching orders, in a sense. Honor the sacrifice by living your life with a little more integrity, maybe a little more dignity, a little more courage. You know, that was my message to my students in light of the loss of Officer East. Strive for honor. We sing that in the Matador song. It's the only way you can move forward in the face of what people are willing to do, is to strive for honor and honor their sacrifice and service with your own life. Revere the sacrifice and strive for honor. That's how we cope. That's how we move forward. That's how we get through. Equally profoundly, in a bit of a different way, respect came through our tattoo respondents. And in a different way than we often think of it. Respect for what is different. We were a little surprised at this. One example was the respondent who said, I got a pictograph of the Mayan calendar. I think it looks really detailed and decorative. And went on to say how much he learned of Mayan culture by being attracted to the calendar and respecting the differences inherent in a different culture. For this, I look to Galatians 3:28. For there is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female. All are one. Well, all are one is different than all are the same. There are, in fact, differences, male, female, Jew or Greek, slave or free. But when those differences become distinctions, and when those distinctions are put on hierarchies, that's a decision that we make that ultimately divides us. How can we acknowledge distinctions and celebrate the differences that we have, rather than to take those differences and create distinct hierarchies? Well, I think one is to develop the mindset of pluralism, which is to say, when we experience something unusual, when we hear a different set of assumptions and opinions, when we even hear someone speaking in a different language, this is an opportunity to learn. I had a student come to my office for something completely different from where the conversation went, and I needed to know her name, and she told me, and she pronounced her name as though she was speaking it in Espanol. And I said, are you bilingual? And she said, no, unfortunately. She said, I'm first generation American, but my mother and grandmother refused to teach me Spanish because they wanted me to fit in. And both of us kind of came to the same conclusion. This is a loss. This is a loss for everyone. Now, this is controversial. You know, we have first-generation kids in our schools that have trouble learning English, and we need to cope with that. But what would it hurt if, in tandem, those kids taught the other kids a little Spanish? In other words, the difference, rather than, you know, the old melting pot idea sort of makes everybody look and feel the same, but what if we celebrated those differences and used that as an opportunity to learn? Our tattooed respondent said, I'm willing to be marked with that idea. Respect our differences and use those distinctions as an opportunity to learn. Revere, respect. And finally, remember. Remember, well, in one sense, we had several tell us that the tattoo was obtained in honor of someone they had loved and lost. But more profoundly, the body art was intended to be a self-reminder of who you are, a reminder of who you are. Specifically, the respondent said that her tattoo says, never alone with a dove, because God's always with me, and the dove is a religious symbol. She went on to say that the location of this tattoo is on her foot, and she always walks with the idea that she is never alone, and the symbol of the dove reminds her that God is with her. Remember who you are. The text that I attached to this for this morning comes from 1 Corinthians 6:20. You were bought with a price. Who you are was worth it to God to sacrifice his son on your behalf. Your identity is one who was worth all that God had. I think that's what impels us to ministry. You know, what should we do as a Christian person? Well, it starts with the crucial understanding that you belong to the one who loves you and declared you worthy of his death. took a creative writing class 100 years ago, it seems, and I learned that novelists don't start with plot. They don't start with, well, who's going to do what to who? They start with character. They develop who the character is, give that character attributes and ideas and feelings and emotions, and then the plot writes itself. The plot becomes what these people naturally do. Well, here's the character that we are. We are who God made us to be. We are worth His sacrifice. We're always with Him. That's where we start. And we carry Him with Him wherever we go. Now, I'm assuming I'm not the only one in the room that's ever had this happen. I've been someplace or doing something where it occurs to me, not maybe in these words, but with this sentiment, I'm kind of glad I'm not in uniform and I'm not doing what I'm doing right now with a clerical collar on. That would be a little weird. That would be embarrassing. That would be humiliating. This is not me, in other words. You ever been there? I don't belong here. I don't need to be doing this. This isn't me. And then that pushes us back to who we are. Remember who you are. Remember to whom you belong. Remember you're worth it. All of us are marked through baptism in a metaphorical way, but in light of what I learned from our tattooed respondents, maybe in a more literal way than we think. There's a powerful piece of the baptismal liturgy that goes after the sprinkling or the dunking that maybe even uses oil because it kind of creates a little bit of a memory here. The sign of the cross is marked on the forehead of those who are baptized with these words. You are sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked by the cross of Christ forever. It's a sort of metaphorical religious tattoo. And most of the details of the religious tattoos we heard about were in fact crosses, which is deeply reminiscent of baptism. You are marked by the cross of Christ, sealed by the Holy Spirit. You are. And then you say your name. From there, we develop a lifestyle of reverence, respect, remembrance. A cross with which we revere the sacrifice. We are marked. We are marked with a cross because of which we inevitably respect all for whom Christ died. And that's more than just us. And finally, a cross to remember we're worth it. Now, we behave in unworthy ways from time to time. But if the gospel says anything at all, it says that you and all those like you and all those different from you in weird ways are worth it. Reverence, respect, remembrance. Together. Amen.